You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's good to be here another Saturday evening to continue the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the book of Matthew, the gospel writings of Matthew. And we are in Matthew chapter 25. Last week we stopped at verse 30. We're going to continue from there. So we see where the word of God tells us, as the Lord spoke, and the parable of the talents. So we see when we don't invest in the kingdom of God, people of God, we will be thrown into outer darkness. We will be thrown, as the word said, cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when we are unprofitable in the kingdom, we will be cast off into outer darkness, people of God. We will not reap that eternal life that God has for us because we were disobedient to his voice. We were unprofitable in the kingdom. We were just bearing the name of Jesus but not doing his will. We are called to do the will of God, and we must understand his will for us. So we see, people of God, this unprofitable servant, he had all the excuses, people of God. He said all the wrong things about his master. Many of us are saying all the wrong things about our God. And we must come to understand and know that he is God. And he's in complete control. He's the supreme one. He does as he please. He is the creator. And we are the creature. So we cannot tell the creator what to do. So we must be obedient to his word and not go off around with all these silly excuses and saying and doing things which are contrary to his will. So let us come to that place of understanding. We are called to obey his words. And whatever he says we are to do, we are to do. So when he leaves us here, people of God, it's to invest in what he has given us. Many of us have great abilities. What are we investing in? Well, we see, people of God, as the scripture tells us in verse 30, as we left off last week, the unprofitable servant was cast into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when we are unprofitable in the kingdom of God, we will be thrown into outer darkness. We will have great regrets and remorse for not investing in what the Lord has given us. If we value the gift to us, we will invest. If we value, whatever we value, people of God, we take care of it. Isn't that so? If we value the gift that God has given us, we will invest in it. Let us see the work in the kingdom of eternal value to us. Let us see the work in the kingdom of eternal value to us. So as we come, people of God, let us understand, and let us understand that Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back, people of God. And he is coming back to judge this world. He is coming back, people of God. And we who are called by his name, we will also be assessed by him. Our works will be assessed, people of God. And some of us working, but some of us will be burnt up because it was not unto Christ. So we have to understand that and know that whatever we do, we must do it heartily, as unto the Lord, for we all will have to give account of everything that we do in this body, whether it be good or evil. So we are called to be good stewards of the manifold blessings that God has given us. We are called to invest in our time, in our talents, in our treasures, whatever we have. We are called to invest wisely into what God has given us. So we are going to pray and continue from verse 31 of Matthew 25. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We honor your name today. We give you glory. We give you praise, for you are worthy, O God. Only you are worthy of glory, honor, and praise. You are the great I am that I am. You are the sympathizing Jesus. O great God, you are the God, O God, who have invested so much in us. And you are calling us to invest in what you have given us. So I pray today, O God, that we will use our gift and our abilities to bring honor and to glory to your great name. So we just thank you again for your Holy Spirit presence with us, who enables us when we are unable. Thank you, O God, for illuminating your word to us, that we will not be like the slothful servant, but we, O God, will be people who invest wisely into your kingdom, bringing glory and honor to your name. So we thank you again for those that are listening. We thank you, O God Almighty, for those that are saved, that they will be built up in you. And with those that are not yet saved, that will come to know you, Jesus, and honor you as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you again for who you are and what you're doing in this season, as we look to you by faith. And we thank you for empowering us, O God Almighty Lord, even as we go through these words, O God, I pray that you, O God Almighty Lord, will be glorified in whatever is said and done today. So, Lord, I thank you and I bless you and I give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Look at verse 31 of Matthew 25, where in the New King James Version, the Word of God says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory." So with the throne denotes judgment. So it shows that the Son of Man, referring to Jesus Christ our Lord, is coming back to judge. People of God, the word tells us that all judgment will be placed in his hands. So he said in his word here in verse 31, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory." He is going to sit on that throne in judgment. Judgment is going to come upon the world. And verse 32 said, "And all the nation will be gathered before him." All the nation of the world will be gathered before Jesus. "And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." So very important we take note here, people of God. All the nation will be gathered before Jesus Christ. For the word tells us when he comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. And that throne there denotes judgment. So all the nations of the world will be gathered before him for judgment. And he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. So not everybody is going to go with him. Not everybody who is saying, "Lord, Lord," going to enter. But he will do the separation, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd. Remember, he is the good shepherd, people of God, and he will separate the sheep. The sheep here refers to his people, his righteous remnant, his people who have put their trust in him and who are walking according to his will. Those are his sheep. And from the goats are those who have not received him as Lord and Savior. So two type of people in this world here, the righteous and the unrighteous. So the righteous is referred to as the sheep, people of God, and the unrighteous as the goats. So there will be a separation, people of God. Even though many will be going to church and saying, "Lord, Lord," the Lord himself will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you work of iniquity." So we don't want to be in that category. We don't want to be in the category of the goats. We want to be in the category of the sheep, the righteous ones, the righteous remnant who have put their trust in Jesus Christ and are living uprightly. Look on verse 33 of Matthew 25. "And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left." So the sheep, referring to God's holy people who have kept themselves separated from the world, the right hand, they will be placed on his right hand, which is the place of honor. We have to understand this, people of God. We want to be on the right hand of our God because this is the place of honor. We want to be seen as sheep, not as goats, people of God. So we see, God said, and he will set the sheep on the right hand. His righteous people on his right hand, but the goats on his left. So we see the sheep are God's holy people who have kept themselves separated from the world. They have separated from the world and they are living for God. So the right hand is that place of honor. God's people will be placed at the place of honor. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then the king, King Jesus, will say to those on the right hand, to those people, to the righteous remnant who is at the place of honor, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. You are now kingdom citizens. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So we have to understand, people of God, that Jesus Christ, who sees everything and knows everything, he knows our hearts. He knows those that are his. So people of God, we have to understand that we can't hide from him. The word said we stand naked before him. He knows the sheep different from the goats. So we see, people of God, when he spoke of sheep, he's referring to his righteous remnant. But the goats are those people of God who are still living for the world. They have not truly committed themselves to Christ Jesus. And we have to understand, people of God, God sees and knows everything. We might not know a person can pretend before us and we think that they are right. But God knows the heart. He knows those that are his. And the word of God reminds us, those who are called by the name of Christ are called to depart from iniquity. So if we truly belong to Christ, we are called to live righteously. We are called to live soberly in this present age. So we have to understand, people of God, that there will be a separation. And Jesus Christ himself will be doing that. The King of Kings will be coming and he will say to those righteous remnant on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Inherit the kingdom of God. Inherit the spiritual life that is yours because you have put your trust in the King of Kings. Look at verse 35 of Matthew 25. Jesus continued to speak. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. He continues to speak. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. What is Jesus saying here? Look at verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him. The righteous will respond to him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in or naked and clothe you? Verse 39 said, or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Look at the response of the king. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angel. Verse 41. So we see, people of God, the response of the king. The king will answer and say to them, assuredly, truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. So whatever we are doing, people of God, let us do it heartily as unto the Lord. Whenever we are rendering any help or assistance to anyone, let us see it as doing God's work. Let us understand it's not about us. We are not here to serve ourselves. We are here to serve others. So Jesus said, whatever you do unto others, you have done it unto me. They were there wondering, when did we do such a thing? But people of God, when we are truly committed to Christ, our desire is to do his will. We have to understand that truth. So when we do the work of the Lord, people of God, we will not see it as even looking for a reward from the Lord, but we will see it as something that we are called to do. We are called to minister to each other. Whatever the needs are, we are called to take care of the needs of others. Jesus said, whatever you do to the least, to the smallest, the least of these, my brethren, even to the little child, people of God, when we see them, sometimes their nose is running and you get some tissue and you clean that nose and clean up that little child, you do it as unto Christ. We must understand this truth. Jesus is calling us to understand whatever we do to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. So many of us might be saying, Jesus, I don't see you as a person standing here to be doing it unto you. But whatever we do unto people, whatever good we do it as unto the Lord. People of God, we are to do whatever we are doing from our hearts. The Lord God sees the heart. Let us not do things to be seen of people, to be seen of men. They were wondering, when did we do such a thing, Jesus? Because they were doing it for so much from their hearts, people of God. It was just all about ministering to people. So they did not even realize that Jesus was coming to reward them. They were saying, Lord, when did we do such a thing to you? When you have done it to the least of my brethren, you are doing it unto me, Jesus was saying. So we have to understand, people of God, whatever we're doing, do it from the heart. If we're not doing it from the heart, don't do it, because we have nothing to get. So we have to come to understand, many do things to be seen of men, for the fame, for the glory, vain glory. But God is saying to us, whatever we do it from the heart, so that we, people of God, we will be rewarded, Jesus tells us. Whatever you do unto others, you do it to me. And whatever you do to the least of my brethren, even to the little children, people of God, you did it to me. So whatever we're doing, people of God, let us do it from the heart. And let us understand that we're doing God's work when we serve others. Do we understand that? We are doing God's work when we serve others. So whatever era we are called to serve in, serve with all your heart. Serve with all your heart. Do good in this world. If you can't do good, don't do anything. But do good to others. And people of God, surely we will get our reward. We're not working for a reward, but the reward is there for us. It is there. And the Lord promised, his promises are true. You will be rewarded. Every man will be rewarded according as his work shall be. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. Those who were coming and those who were doing things for self-glory, for self-praise, and not doing it unto the Lord. Then God will say to them, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. That everlasting fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. People of God, we must understand, man was not created to go this way, to go into hell. No, hell was created for the devil and his angels. But man chose to follow the devil down to hell because they chose not to obey the word of God. But we are called to live as obedient people, obeying God's word, walking in holiness and truth, walking according to his will, doing unto others as he has called us to do. People of God, when we love others and treat them right, we are doing it as unto the Lord. We must understand this truth. So do we see, people of God, those on the left hand, those who are categorized as goats, people of God, they will be on the left hand. They will hear, depart from you, me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire. Everlasting punishment for those who have not obeyed the word of God. Everlasting punishment for those who did not do what God has called them to do. Just like that slothful servant, he did not invest in what the master has given him, and he was cast out into outer darkness. The word of God tells us that God is coming back and he will separate the sheep from the goat. The sheep are those who are walking in righteousness and truth, and who have committed themselves to Jesus Christ. The goats are those who are walking according to the world. They are carnal and wrapped up in their own self, self-serving. But God has called us all out to be people who will serve him in spirit and in truth. So we see those on the left hand will be told, depart from me, you're cursed into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angel, not for human beings. But human beings chose, it's a choice, chose to follow him down into hell because the human beings fail to obey the word of God. For look at what Jesus said here in verse 42, for I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was hungry, you never feed me. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. So Jesus was saying here, all these things can be happening to individuals around us, but we did not pay them any attention. We did not do anything to help them. And we have the means to help, but did not help. People of God, whatever we do unto others, we do unto Christ Jesus. So they will turn to Jesus and say, they also will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? When did this happen? We don't know of this. That's what they're saying. But they are thinking that Jesus is going to come literally and stand in front of them as a person. But whatever we do to our brethren, whatever we do to each other, we are doing it as unto Jesus. Then he will answer them saying, assuredly I say to you, verse 45 of Matthew 25, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. So if you don't minister to your brothers and your sisters who are in need, people of God, we have to understand, we are not working for Jesus. We are not working for Jesus. He will answer them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you didn't do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. So we have to understand, when we minister to people, we are doing it unto Jesus. Jesus was saying, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. So many times we see hungry people out there, we see thirsty people out there. We don't help them and we can help them. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. So people of God, whatever we do, whatever era God has called us to minister in, let us do it with our whole heart. Let us do it as unto the Lord, because he's watching. He's watching. Many will say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not visit you? But verse 45 tells us so clearly, Jesus said, assuredly, truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Look at verse 46 of Matthew 25. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Look at what will happen in the end, people of God. Those who did not obey the voice of the Lord, who did not obey the word of the Lord, will go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So we have to learn to serve people. We will have to learn, people of God, to serve people. Be kind and compassionate to all people. For whatever we do, people of God, unto others, we are doing it unto Christ. Whatever we are doing for people, we are doing it unto Christ. We have to understand that ministry is about people. Ministry is not going up on the podium and preaching and teaching. Ministry is about serving people. So whatever the needs are, we are called, people of God, to minister to the needs of others if we have the means to do so. Do it as unto the Lord and not unto men. People of God, many of us are storing up all we have and not remembering those that are in need around us. We want to start to show the love of Christ wherever we go. He's calling us, people of God. When we love, we are concerned. When we truly love one another, we concern about that person. So we have to learn to do unto others as we would want them to do unto us. And whatever we are doing it unto Christ. We must understand that ministry is about people. What we do for others, we are doing it unto Christ. Let us go forth, people of God, with a true heart, doing the will of God, knowing that Jesus Christ is looking. His eyes go to and fro the earth. He beholds good and evil. So when we are doing evil things, he knows. When we are doing good things, he knows. When it is heartfelt, he knows. When it's not, he knows. He knows everything. So we are called as God's people to look out for the less fortunate, to look out for the strangers among us. The word of God tells us to make provision for the strangers among us. Jesus said, I was a stranger and you never take me in. So look on the word in Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19, the word of God tells us in verses 33 to 34, the word of God says, and if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. The stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord, your God. So we must see the word of God tells us how to treat the strangers right among us. For Jesus, the word of God here was speaking to the children of Israel, but the word of God stands forever. It is for us in this day as well. So the word of God is telling us to treat the strangers among us right. For you were also strangers, as he spoke to Israel at this time in this world. You were also strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord, your God. And God is saying to us this evening, I am the Lord, your God. Do what I say. Practice my word. Exodus 22, 21 says, you shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So Jesus himself said, you did not take care of the stranger among you. I was a stranger, you did not take me in. So we have to understand that we are going to give account to Jesus for not doing what he says. And we see the word of God tells us in Hebrews 13 verse 2, the word of God tells us, Hebrews 13 verse, we can read 1 and 2. Hebrews 13, 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Verse 2 says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some has unwittingly entertained angels. Unknowingly, we have entertained angels at times, but always show hospitality to those around us. They don't have to be of your family, or you don't have to know them, but show hospitality when you can. Those who do not practice the word of the Lord will go into eternal punishment. That's what Jesus said. But those who did the will of God will reap eternal life with Christ Jesus. God bless you all as we come to the end of our lesson for this evening. And let us continue to feed on God's word. Let us continue to do the will of God and to practice what he says. We are going to pray. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. Thank you for your word to us this evening. We pray, O God, that we will not be forgetful hearers, but doers of your word. We thank you, O God, that you are preparing us, O God, Almighty Lord, to love one another and to minister to others as you have given us the ability. We give you thanks. We give you praise and glory as we look to you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening and the rest of the weekend, and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.